I'm here with project leader Maartje de Goede, who was working on a project commissioned by the Ministry of Infrastructure and Water Development on how the principles of user-centered design can be applied in the development of advanced driving assistance systems, which we call ADAS. If the interaction between humans and ADAS is not safe, this can lead to risks while driving, such as confusion about responsibility for the driving task. Maartje, can you tell me a little bit about what user-centered design is and what these risks are?
User-centered design is an approach in which you take the user into account from the start to the end of the development of your system, which increases the chance that your system can be in a safe and comfortable way can be used.
And so what does this mean in the context of advanced driver assistance systems?
Well, like you mentioned before, there are increasing numbers of vehicles that are equipped with ADAS and ADS, but there are several risks as well in the use of ADAS and ADS, such as confusion about driving task responsibility and over-reliance on the system. And therefore, it's very important that there is a good interaction and communication between the driver and the system. And current knowledge on system and design requirements that can establish this is greatly lacking. So this provides a huge challenge for type approval of vehicles. And therefore, it's important to look for other means to establish this. And user-centered design is such an approach that aims to make systems usable and useful by taking the user into account in the whole development process.
Okay, so can you tell me a bit about what the research you did was?
Yeah, we investigated whether the application of user-centered design processes in the development of ADAS and ADS regarding the interaction between the user and these systems could contribute to the approval of safe ADAS and ADS. And based on interviews with the vehicle industry, two questions were answered, namely, how is user-centered design currently implemented in the automotive industry? And the second question is, what do stakeholders think about the implementation of user-centered design as part of the approval process?
And so what did you find out?
In general, findings indicated that the industry finds UCD a valuable approach in designing systems, but we also found that not all principles of user-centered designs are applied all the time. And concerning the support for a user-centered design within the approval process, all OEMs reacted quite critical to the introduction of user-centered design. Part of the interviewed companies questioned the added value of introducing UCD as part of type approval. And all parties indicated that a very important condition for them would be that it does not provide much extra workload and that it also must be beneficial to their own business processes.
And so from what you learned, how are human factors currently included in their design processes?
Well, based on the interviews, it appeared that the focus was mainly on consumers' expectations and desires in relation to the system driver interaction, and not so much on human factors in general. And customers' evaluations of systems are therefore not always linked to the safety of these interactions.
And so in your opinion, how could we increase the industry's approval of a type approval process?
Well, we think that in order for the industry to support UCD as a part of type approval is to substantiate its added value and to optimally combine flexibility and specificity in the prescribed approach. So keep the approach sufficiently flexible where possible without losing the added value of applying user-centered design. But besides improving acceptance for a potentially introduced prescribed approach, maybe even more important is to increase the attention for human factors guidelines, since this is really essential in the development of safe human interaction.
You've reported these outcomes now to the Ministry of Infrastructure and Water Management. Can you tell me a bit about the next steps?
Well, hopefully the findings can be used to put the discussed issues on the international agenda, such as the UNECs. Moreover, we defined next steps to take, such as examining existing human factors knowledge within the industry and how audits can be designed in such a way that it adds to our knowledge on human factors in ADAS and ADS.
Okay, thanks very much, Maartje, for speaking with me.
You're very welcome.
You can find this report on swov.nl titled User-Centered Design for Type Approval of ADAS, written by Maartje de Goede, Reinier Janssen and Elmer van Grondelle.